Wayne Peppard. I'm the executive director of the Building Trades. I know it's a miserable day, and certainly it's indicative of what we as construction workers have to deal with when we're on site and constructing the towers that you see around you. It is a dangerous business, and that's why we're here today. We're here to honor four men who fell to their death on January 7th, 1981, and I'm going to read out their names. Donald Wayne Davis, Brian John Stevenson, Hero Milliron, and Gunther Boudreaux. Certainly at a time when the ecological disaster, the tsunami, has hit on Boxing Day, and the results of that, it's a very somber period for everyone around the world. The thing that we gather here for today, however, is something that's preventable. It's the deaths and the injuries on the work sites, on construction work sites. On January 7th, 1981, a fly form fell off the 36th floor of this tower behind us. Four construction workers on that panel at that time fell to their deaths. The coroner's office selected a jury, held an inquest into the deaths, and heard testimony from February 23rd to March 4th, 1981. The inquest jury made 12 recommendations to reduce the likelihood of a similar flyform accident from ever happening again. One of the recommendations called on the Ministry of Labor to hold an inquiry to investigate safety practices in the BC construction industry. On April 2, 1981, the Minister of Labor appointed an inquiry under the provisions of the Labor Code as part of the Construction Industry Advisory Council, CIAC. CIAC recommended that 35% of WCB inspectors have a background in the construction industry. It was also recommended that inspectors make visits to all construction sites at least once a month, that inspections be carried out during all shifts, and that workers were on the site, being in afternoon, graveyard, and weekends, and that inspectors visit rural and outlying construction sites. This doesn't seem like a big thing right now, but certainly at that time, when it wasn't happening, it meant a great difference to the construction industry. Since this accident, the construction industry in BC has experienced an average annual rate of 29 fatalities. In 2003, the WCB attributed 44 fatalities to the construction industry. And I make note that that includes exposures to hazardous materials, but that's still part of the job. In 2004, the WCB deregulated occupational health and safety regulations. In construction, employers are now expected to design their own safety plans and to implement them. The deregulated model is being relied upon to deliver safer work sites. There are currently 112,000 construction workers in BC working legally. I emphasize legally. With estimates of $16 billion of construction boom, we must rededicate ourselves to ensuring safer work sites for all BC construction workers through stronger legislation, enforcement, due diligence of contractors and workers. Let's not forget those workers whose lives have been lost and the impact that it has on their family and friends and co-workers. With that, I'd like to introduce Larry Campbell. Mayor Campbell was, now the mayor of Vancouver, was coroner at the time and has a few words to say himself.